I love patterns. And I've noticed a pattern again with my clients on something people don't speak to very much. So much so that even I have to brush up on it and remember all the ins and outs of this one thing. It's called enmeshment. And when I explain what enmeshment is to my clients, it's like this light goes on and there's this gratitude and that there's a name for the things that they've been feeling and they're not crazy. Well, today we're going to dive into enmeshment and you're going to learn all about what it is and how to change that so that you can break free of the cycle of enmeshment in parent-child relationships, whether that's you with your own children or you with your parents. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important, unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back to Fulfillment Therapy. So glad you're here to learn more about becoming your best self and finding that greater fulfillment in your life. Remember that the most fulfillment comes when we meet our basic needs and heal from past wounds, creating that secure relationship. So today is all about that, creating healthier, more secure relationships, but not in the way you might think. Like I mentioned before, I decided to talk about enmeshment today because it's very elusive and often misunderstood or not understood at all. I think if I were to line people up and ask 40 people what enmeshment was, nobody could give me a really clear definition of what that was. And even though I've reviewed this many times with clients, every time I talk about it again, I'm like, wait, what is it exactly again? It just feels confusing because you don't really realize that it's happening when you're in it until somebody teaches you specifically about it. So I imagine that today will give you a lot of aha moments and cause you to go do some research yourself. Just a quick reminder to go to fulfillmenttherapy.org to sign up for one-on-one coaching. And I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, but something very big is coming. We're at episode 95 right now, and when we are at 100, I have several fun surprises for you. Very, very fun. And exciting things that you will really appreciate. There's going to be some giveaways, there's going to be incredible flash sales, and all the things. So stay tuned for that. Just 5 episodes away, my friends. And if you're interested in Costa Rica, go ahead and reach out. There may or may not be spots left at this point. You can only know for sure by emailing fulfillment.therapist@gmail.com. Now on to the training, the meat of today. Have you heard about enmeshment and differentiation? Because they're very connected and they're closely tied as well to boundaries. So here's the definition of enmeshment. Enmeshment refers to a lack of boundaries and individuality within relationships. So this often leads to this emotional fusion, like imagine being fused to something, and dependency. So this is not healthy. This is where your child, or maybe you with one of your parents or both, are fused in a way that it creates this anxiety within you or these fears, and you're operating more from a place of fear instead of healthy dependency. So then what is differentiation? I feel like this one's a little bit easier to understand. Differentiation is the process of developing a distinct identity and autonomy, so that independence, within relationships, fostering healthy boundaries and emotional independence. So think about this. Maybe this is you, or maybe this is somebody else. Maybe this is a child. Ask yourself, do you have a healthy amount of independence? And you might say, yes, of course I do. But is there an emotional dependence? Or are you kind of emotionally needy and are seeking to fill that void in other relationships? Do you have a distinct sense of self? Are you independent? Or are you constantly fearful of going off and doing things on your own? Now, I'll get into more of those things to consider as we go on, but I want you to understand enmeshment a little bit better. So there's some characteristics of it. This is where there's over-involvement in the relationship, or maybe a lack of privacy. And there's that, again, that emotional fusion that I talked about, as well as a difficulty in expressing your individual needs and desires. I hope that everything that you hear in these episodes, you seek to understand without assuming that it's not you. I want you to try to see yourself in this a little bit. Not over-identify with it, but a little bit. Like when I was reading through these things again, I was like, wait a minute. I notice some of these traits in my daughter. Could there be a little enmeshment? And I could not own that. I could deny that. And I could say, no way. I'm way too healthy. I'm this or this or this. And she has a great life. Or I can be humble and recognize maybe there is some of that. Even if it was unintentionally done, it's important to realize these things and make repairs. Even if it's just a conversation, for example, I'm going to get specific here. My daughter is going to start looking into colleges soon. And I'd let her know that it's important that she picks wherever she wants to go and she doesn't do something just to please me or her dad. And yet I have noticed as we've talked that there has been this unconscious pressure somewhat to pick the one that's cheaper. And yeah, it makes sense that I want her to choose the cheaper one. And am I giving her enough space to choose one and be okay with whatever she chooses, truly and sincerely? I'll just give one other brief example. Do we buy clothes for our kids and expect they're going to wear it? And if they deviate from the style that we have somewhat created for them, are we a little bit irritated or confused, or do we comment on it? Sending this unspoken message like only the style that we've established is acceptable and not your own individuality. I think I've even been guilty of that before too. I didn't even think that I was doing something like that, but then when she started to wear something that was maybe a little more trendy that I'd never seen her in before, there might have been a little comment or something, and that can send the message that your individuality and you exploring who you are is not okay. Even if that might not have been my intention, you can understand how that's important to recognize because now I can go back and make repairs. Like, remember when I made a comment on you changing your style, or doing something unique outside of what I knew about you, or college? It's important to me that you have your own sense of self and that you feel like you can tell me the things that you want and you need, and it can be different than what I need. And that's okay, and that's healthy, and that's important. So just one thing to consider. All right, now let's talk a little bit more about differentiation. This involves maintaining a sense of self while also being emotionally connected to others, but it allows for independence within relationships. So if you are way too connected, maybe you had a bunch of relationships growing up and you were much too dependent on the other person for your happiness, or you couldn't do things alone, this is the part that maybe there wasn't a lot of differentiation. You relied on others to fill that void for you. And so there is a weak sense of self. Here are some benefits of differentiation. This is important because this is very good for our kids. Improved self-esteem, healthier relationships, better decision-making, and emotional resilience. So maybe you notice that your child doesn't have a lot of emotional resilience, or maybe you notice they're indecisive or they have a low self-esteem and and their relationships with their friends or maybe people they date or whoever it might be are not very healthy. If those things are popping up, then maybe it's time to read other things, listen to other things, and explore enmeshment and healing a little more. It's time to do repairs. It's time to seek understanding. There's two quotes that I really like I want to share with you. One is by Dr. Marie Bowen. He said, "Enmeshment stifles individual growth and prevents healthy relationship dynamics, while differentiation fosters personal development and strengthens connections." I actually have quite a few clients that struggle in their romantic relationships, and it often leads back to enmeshment as the culprit. It's very difficult to have a healthy relationship when there's not that differentiation, when there are these blurred lines of self, and caring too much about what the other person thinks and not having your own opinion. And of course, we want our kids to have stronger connections. This next one is by Dr. Harriet Lerner. She said, "The journey of differentiation begins with self-awareness and the courage to assert one's needs and boundaries within relationships." I think that is spot on, because out of all the things I talk about in therapy, in the top five topics that I discuss and train on, there's assertiveness and there's boundaries. And these are completely connected to this. Self-esteem is another one, also very connected to this. So you can see why enmeshment is so important to understand. All right, let's talk about some signs of enmeshment. Are you overly involved in each other's lives? Are you overly involved in your kids' lives? Or are your parents overly involved in your life? Is there a lack of privacy? Is there a lack of personal space? Again, like I mentioned before, is there that difficulty making decisions independently, or that indecisiveness, or they just want somebody else to decide? Are they emotionally activated by others' opinions and actions? So do they care too much about how other people are feeling specifically about them? If these things are true, take an honest inventory. As I'm looking at these things, I know there's shifts that I can make to improve my family dynamic. And if you're not certain, talk to your kids. Maybe even talk to your parents. It's very helpful to know these things, but what can we do to avoid enmeshment? Okay, this is a big one. Establish clear boundaries. Boundaries is a really tricky one that I still have to constantly brush up on and reevaluate and re-explain. It's just hard because it's not something that we encourage very much in our culture. What helps this is open communication and respecting each other's privacy and their autonomy or their independence. Respect that by encouraging it, by honoring it, by sharing appreciation for it, lots of things like that. Another thing you can do is foster independence. So encourage those individual interests or hobbies or even friendships outside of the family unit. Make sure you're not sending the unspoken message that only certain things are acceptable if it's what you agree with. And that's tricky to do because there is this bonding that takes place when you have similar interests. But that's also not healthy when you all have similar interests, because they're just an enmeshment and they're not speaking up, and there's not that healthy differentiation. Another one is encourage emotional expression. For example, I can go to my daughter and I can say, "Hey, I'm feeling a little uneasy about this. I was researching enmeshment and I'm wondering if I've allowed you enough space to be your own person, your own individual, and if I might have unintentionally sent this message that only certain things are acceptable." Instead of allowing you to explore things on your own, like different friends or different clothing styles or whatever it might be, and honoring that journey instead of trying to shut it down. Just having that conversation can promote that emotional autonomy and show them that it is a safe place to do those things. And that you're not always going to get it right, but ultimately you care that they become their own person. If this has already been going on for quite a while, it's important to get therapy. So find a counselor, whether that's for your kids or for yourself or even family counseling. That's an important step towards healing. Okay, just a couple other things. It's really important to reflect on the things that you learned from your childhood and explore if they are impacting your current relationships. Journaling and just rewriting for quite a while around this helps in processing that and exploring that a little more. Establish boundaries. Again, this one can be tricky, but it's like that fence. What are your values and how are you going to keep them safe? For example, your parent might be too needy for your time and too demanding on things that are not realistic. Like I had one client at one point said, my mom wants to talk to me every week for an hour. And if I don't answer the phone, she just calls me over and over again until I pick up. Well, that is a clear sign of enmeshment and disrespecting boundaries. But it's not her mother's job to enforce those boundaries. It was her job to enforce those boundaries. So we talked about what she would do. And we broke it down and we checked in with that. So there was some accountability. Like, was she holding to the boundary that she set? Like for her, I believe she said she was not going to answer it. And then if her mom called back, she was going to text her and say, Mom, I've told you that I can only talk on Sundays for this amount of time. I will call you Sunday. I am unable to talk right now. Please respect my wishes. She had to be very bold with her because her boundaries were being trampled over and over again. Another important step is to practice self-compassion. Understand that differentiation is a journey. So be patient with yourself in the process of establishing that autonomy. It really does take time. My friends, in summary today, enmeshment is something that really hinders personal growth and puts a strain on relationships. You want this healthy differentiation because that allows for emotional freedom and healthier connections. When we can recognize these signs of enmeshment and foster that independence and that autonomy, then our kids, or even us, if we were the kid that happened to, we can cultivate more fulfilling relationships that are built on mutual respect and individuality. Now, I suspect after everything that I just taught you, you're recognizing that there's enmeshment in your relationships. Again, whether that's with your parents or maybe that's with your children. The good news is that you can always improve. Bit by bit and by communicating and sharing and being open, instead of just ignoring this and feeling, maybe you feel a little uncomfortable and a little dirty, like you thought you were doing it really well, but oh wait, maybe you're not. Like I noticed this in helicopter parents, they kind of do everything for their kids, but they just create these really needy, dependent children because they're so anxious and fearful about doing anything on their own because there is that enmeshment. So if you notice that your kids are not very independent or they have any of these things that I mentioned today, maybe it's time to take that next step. All right, listeners, I hope these tips were helpful for you today. Share them with a friend, share them with somebody else you think just might be struggling with this topic, which is probably everyone. In the show notes, I have all these details as well as some book suggestions and all the other details on where you can find me. Remember, in 5 more episodes, there's going to be amazing things coming, so stay tuned for that. And sign up for one of our groups in the show notes on Facebook or Instagram to be one of the very first ones to receive all of those great things that are happening. Take care, my beautiful friends, and may you create greater differentiation in your relationships for a more fulfilling life. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you. No matter what your house or your hair looks like, I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.